Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to Session 3 of Level 3, Seeding of the Divine, February 13th, 2018. So, we are very pleased to have you all with us this evening, and we're very, very, very happy that we can feel that how powerful this united force is. We bring forth this energetic force through our physical form as a pathway for the Christed Divine Collective Consciousness to be anchored into the earth and into the minds of all humans who are willing to receive it. This is why we, as a group, are so important. Now, we are also together to co-create a valuable crucible from which to anchor Christed consciousness. Now, we're also together to co-create a valuable crucible from which to anchor Christ consciousness on earth. Please open your hearts and your arms to everyone who is now united in these teachings that we have been given by the Masters of Light. So, let's get started. We'll open tonight's session with a serene meditation from Archangel Gabriel, followed by a short review of last season. We will then welcome El Moria, who will talk to us and present information and energetics that are needed for the evening. He will also hold a brief Q&A session, followed by an energetic meditation to wrap up the evening. So let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for our centering meditation.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. We are gathered together this evening in the fullness of our being as Christ consciousness, the light that is emanating from this collective group is tremendous. Be aware of this within your space, within the center of your being, and within the entire membership of Seeding of the Divine. You carry a light that often you are not aware of. You have seeded a portion of your divine image into the center of your sacred heart and into your chakra system as the divine image. So you are beginning to vibrate at that frequency range. We have continually asked you to try to maintain the integrity of the fifth dimensional state of being. But many of you, as we gather in sessions such as this, go far beyond that fifth dimension. And as a group, orchestrate a presence of that seventh dimensional template that was unlocked and drawn forth, the time locks. This helps you tremendously to maintain the integrity of you as a Christed being of light. And often you do not give yourself credit for the integrity that you now are capable of holding. So take a deep breath and recognize that integrity that you hold as the individual Christed image. Look at the magnificence of this state of being that you hold, that you often do not see. It is so important, dear ones, that you see this often. It's very easy to gather in groups as a collective and create this. But can you create it in your quiet time? Can you create it when you are alone, as that individual, see it now? One of the main purposes spirit comes into form, into the human form, is to experience that individuality. And since the fall of consciousness, a collective consciousness often is needed for you to remember this, to remember that individuality. But you have come far in the last few years. You know it. So I would ask of you in the coming weeks to sit daily for a few minutes and recognize that light, that beauty that is within you, within your sacred heart, within your body, and within your consciousness. Recognize that you carry it, that you can carry it in its full integrity as you walk the earth in your daily life. This now becomes an important focus for each one of you individually, so that when we gather as a group, as we are at this moment, that you bring to that group energy a much different frequency range of the divine that streams first and foremost from the interior of your being and then joins with each and every other participant to create one massive crucible of light. How beautiful this is from our perspective. And we want you to see it and to know it for yourself. Take a deep breath and become very conscious in this moment in your individual light and in the light of the collective of this group.
Thank you, Gabriel, for another super beginning to one of our sessions. You are always welcome, and we thank you very, very much for your presence. Now, let's do a little review of Yeshua's message from our session one. Yeshua stated that this is a very auspicious time to be embodied on your beautiful planet Earth. When we created the Christ Consciousness Crucible, the winter solstice, we merged it with the crucible that we created at our 2017 Crystal Conference. We build a vast collective consciousness within an unlimited crucible. As you can see, this was a very important event. Yeshua mentioned that we are required to be the individual divine image as well as the massive Christ consciousness. We are a collective consciousness by nature, as well as an individual of our expression. We are laying the foundation for the changes that have to be made our physical iteration of a mind-body Christ system. Next, he discussed the importance of recognizing every transformation that takes place in these various bodies that we possess. If you remember, some years back, we discussed the physical body, the etheric body, and where the chakras lie and how they affected the body. Now, we have gone a long way by the original seven chakra system and created a system that goes from seven all the way through to a 14 chakra system. The imprints that were based in separation and fear were altered and changed into a fifth dimensional imprint of unity and love. This assisted us to help move the body itself into a fifth-dimensional vehicle. The 14-chakra system helped us to begin the activation of our fifth-dimensional light bodies. These changes are fantastic compared to where we started. The work that has been done with the mental-emotional body created more coherence in it by removing some of the fragmentation and creating a sovereignty within the mental-emotional body so that it reflected Christ's consciousness as a divine, individual creator. This moved the mental-emotional body in to the fifth dimension. Now, the journey does not end here, but must move into a state of complete coherency with the entire energetic system. This includes the chakra system and the mental-emotional body. There must be a state of authority within this system. This is not controlled by sovereignty. It is definitely not. This means that you choose every thought and every emotion that you use so they reflect your divinity. You have dominion over your physical body and can direct every cell as it replicates itself in perfection. You must continue this for as long as you are in a body. Next, he moved into the causal body, in which there are two significant parts. One is the oversoul, and the other is the Christ oversoul. Now, the causal body is the home of the soul, and the memory codes that you are starting to remember, and is the wealth of knowledge itself. This body requires a continued focus of your attention. The second part of the causal body is the oversoul, where the soul and the spirit merge. The oversoul has taken a descent into the body because of the presence of the eighth chakra in your sacred heart. This helped the transformation of the light body to take a stable position in your energetic field. The consciousness of the light body is immense. It contains the master imprints and all of the memory codes. Now, the light body knows your soul's journey of every lifetime, and it also knows you at the spirit level that has no limitation. Now, Yeshua next discussed Christ consciousness body as pure, undifferentiated spirit in a vast body of light. It is a vast body of light, and will take some time for it to be completely come online within our bodies. Now that the oversoul descended into the body, you must realize that it ascends from time to time to draw from the Christ-like oversoul body. This is to help you in the working with changes, removing anomalies or fears. He also spoke about the morphic fields and how they function in relation to all the other bodies. Another process that was discussed was the move to decrease the gaps between the six functioning bodies so that the first three bodies are highly activated by the influence of the other three. The removal of each increment of space between the first three and the second three is a significant creation that was accomplished during this evening's session. When we started using more light packets, the DNA was activated to change the body itself. The role we are currently playing is that. Now open it, initiate. Now, as the initiate, we are not only required to hold the knowledge that we are divine, but our Christ consciousness as an individual expression of that. This creates a very important dynamic in your awareness so that you become more careful about what and who you allow into your environment. You can then choose very precisely. The initiate at certain times falls back into their rational mind, which can cause fear, doubt, and separation. Don't panic. Just know that initiation is about to take place. And always remember not to judge yourself harshly, as that will not help you out of the darkness. Be silent and go within to gather your master imprints from your soul, as well as your master imprints of Christ consciousness. Yeshua went on to tell us that all of us hold an important piece in this transformation. Be willing to go into the dark night of the soul, knowing that within the abyss are the answers and where the transformation occurs. Now, we also mentioned that the next 3 years may have a few bumps, but you are all prepared as Christ the beings to handle it. Don't forget your self-love, and if needed, call on Lord Michael to share his mighty shield to protect you. Now, Yeshua also explained that he had many initiations during his lifetime on earth, and he will be with us during these times to be of assistance. He mentioned, feel his presence and his love, but you must stay quiet and alone inside to retrieve this new consciousness. Now, let's all take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth Memorial.
Greetings. It is I, Elmoria. I am the overseer of the ray of will and power. I do not often come to converse in this way with individuals on earth. But this does not negate the position that I play to hold the integrity of the ray of will and power. This often is misunderstood, especially for those who have had to navigate physical existences in third dimension. Now that you have risen and are capable of navigating at more than one dimension, from fifth to sixth to seventh, it is appropriate that I come to be with you periodically in the coming months so that you can understand now, in your state of consciousness, exactly what is will and power. In the third dimension, which is founded in fear, it is founded in separation, and therefore exhibits a lot of importance of power and dominance over others, regardless of the impact that dominance has at the individual level. and it has caused much destruction year after year, lifetime after lifetime, as you navigated through the third dimension. It caused great karmic repercussions that are now being taken care of and removed. As you entered into fourth dimension, where you realized you had choice, where you began to realize that there was something more that you were not seeing in yourself, and you were taught and nurtured along the way by many masters, by many archangels, to begin to appreciate and love yourself, as well as to love others. Yeshua took on an embodiment to teach this to humanity, but often was unsuccessful because of the power structure that was embedded in that third dimension. But he was successful in planting the seeds of a different type of power. Through the many initiations that he took, he learned the importance of the nine-body system and the importance of the sovereignty over the first three bodies in the physical. So this has to be understood at a different level, beloveds, and you are capable of this. Your neurology has been changed, so you are able to process the complexities of which I will now be speaking to you about. Sovereignty is far different than power over. Sovereignty is where you have a domain over your physical expression, that you realize this is a vehicle from which you navigate the earthly realm. But you also have realization that the different levels of the physical body, the etheric body, is a very important body as it holds the chakra system and the consciousness that is available in the chakra system. So in that sovereignty, you can draw from that consciousness and direct it into the physical cellular system, where you begin to upgrade the self. A prime example of that, beloveds, is when you learned about that second triad and how to compress light and direct it into the cells of the body, into the blood system, when you liquefied that light, when you created a liquid and you directed it into the body, so that the body could be filled with that light. You drew forth the golden nectar and you brought it into the body. You directed it into the cellular system, into the organs of the body, to restore it to a more healthful and vibrant condition. This is sovereignty. This is not power over it, but it is creating with it, drawing forth from the higher aspects of source energy, drawing forth into that second triad to create a state of being that reflects the light that you were created in. this is where you begin to have sovereignty over the human body and raise it into that fifth dimension. The second part of that I want to discuss with you this evening is sovereignty over the mental emotional body. And you have worked with this body in many different ways, in many different teachings, aspects of these teachings, so that you had not only choice in the thoughts that you would think and the feelings you would feel, but you were conscious, more and more conscious of where those thoughts originated from and how they created an emotion that put them into a dynamic expression into your life experience. And when you began to pay attention to the thoughts that you thought and the feelings that you felt, and you chose wisely, this is where you began to have sovereignty over the mental emotional body, so that you could begin to draw from the energy of the oversoul. You could begin to draw from the Christ consciousness of the Christed oversoul as you created thoughts, as you created emotions, to experience life on earth in the fifth dimension. And oh, what an exciting experience that has been for all of you in one way or another. I want to draw your attention to the last session you had, the community call, where we suggested to you that you might want to discuss power and what that meant to you. We were so pleased, we masters, that not one of you talked about power in any way, shape, or form from a third dimensional or a fourth dimensional state of consciousness. You talked about how you are experiencing power differently and what that meant to you. There is no hint whatsoever in domination or going out into the world to evangelize and have everybody think the way you think or be the same as you. But it was tempered with the love of your heart, the love of your sacred heart consciousness. So within that power and that will, there was the grace of the element of love. Now I want to go on a little bit into that second system of bodies, the causal body, which is composed of the oversoul, the Christed oversoul, and the beginning awareness of the Christed mind. This is where you begin to remember those master imprints. But did you know that this causal body also contains an iteration of the mental emotional body that is orchestrated by the oversoul and the Christed oversoul and the beginning stages of the Christed mind, so that it becomes easier for you to think the thoughts, feel the feelings of that causal body more directly and with integrity. So So it becomes less of a strain to keep track of every thought that you think. It now becomes a state of consciousness that you are very aware of as you navigate your daily life. This, beloveds, is sovereignty. It is power, Christ power. And the will is the will of Source. It is where your will rises out of that third chakra through the heart, through the sacred heart, and merges in the throat chakra with the will of Source, forever to be united in the truth of who you are, so that you never ever waver and that you never ever forget. So this power is the power that I speak of. This is the will that I speak of, that divine will that is a remarkable iteration of you as the individual Christed being, as the individual spirit who came into a human form to create on a Christed planet. And you are moving very quickly in this direction. So we are very pleased that you are so open to this next seeding of the divine image, where the will and the power of the Christ, the will and the power of you united with the will of Source, orchestrated through the integrity of the element of love. This, many voiced in many ways in your community call. Recognize where you have come from and where you are at this moment, so that each day in your daily life, irregardless of what is occurring in your environment and how sometimes you must struggle to maintain the integrity of yourself in the workplace, when many in that workplace have no clue what the right use of will and power is, or what integrity is, as they create in their daily life. But you can be that example. There's no need to judge them. There is only the need to hold your center in who you are. So, beloveds, now, I would love to have a discussion with you. I don't often get the opportunity, as I have said to you before, because I do not come to those who do not have a level of consciousness of understanding what will and power is. So we might continue in the vein that was being used in your community call, and discuss what the will and power means to you, but also some of these ideas that I have just presented to you. Or perhaps you might have a question about one of these things that I have discussed and would like a little more information. So I think this would be an opportune time for us to have that discussion. This will be a two-part series. So I will be meeting with you again next month after you've had a chance to integrate this and to sit with it privately, individually, and absorb it more completely. So let us begin our discussion at this time, beloved.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi. So I was pondering what I heard you say and I immediately had a thought about how I might have applied that to my life today. And I want to preface that with saying that in the last couple of months of this, I'm assuming it's from this work, my belly is the most relaxed it's ever been. And I have, throughout my life, witnessed the misuse of power and probably of will in many shapes and sizes and forms. And I think that that caused a great deal of tension in me. And I experienced that most of my life in my belly, just always being very tight. And it's been relaxing quite nicely over the last couple of months, which has been really, really a nice thing to experience. And my work is oftentimes where I say it's my therapy. It's where I go to practice. And I happen to be the boss, which really means that I really have to learn a lot about what will and power means with my staff and what it means for me to be a manager. And for example, today, something came up from one of my employees, and it caused a spark of fear in me. And I normally don't catch it as quickly as I did today. And I recognized it within probably less than a minute. And I recognized in that moment, hey, I don't have to get all tense about this. Let's just give some more clarity to my staff member about how to handle this and about why. And it allowed me to totally shift myself. It shifted the energy in the room. It allowed my employee to be more relaxed. And I think this is what I heard you say about, I don't have to change anybody else. I don't have to do anything to anybody else. But just holding that space in myself allowed me to relax, and it allowed the whole situation to relax, I guess I'll say. And
yeah.
I think that's what I'm hearing you say, and I'm so happy that I'm experiencing it.
Yes. So you see the difference between, in that situation, you had sovereignty over it.
Yeah.
And so therefore, by being who you are, being in that will and power in a very caring way, you were able to direct your employee into a more productive state rather than judging them and trying to control their actions. You guided them into a different action that could be available. And
yeah.
This reflects in every part of your life. So beautiful that you are recognizing it.
It's such an opportunity to relax. The more I let go of the fear, and oftentimes I had, out of fear, have had to control and have power over in order to protect myself. And it is really nice to feel myself finally really feeling myself letting go of that. And it creates so many more other opportunities that I haven't experienced that much. And so it's like a whole new world opening up of new possibilities. The staff get trained faster. I get more relaxed. I have more energy when I get home. It's just a wonderful snowball effect.
Exactly. And there is power in your position. And it is recognized. But it is not recognized through fear. It is recognized through appreciation and value, which is far different.
Yeah. My staff are very happy that I'm getting myself educated.
Yes. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
For your comments.
Can you speak a little bit more about will? I really feel the power, the focus on the power, and how that runs through me and the changes. But as far as will, can you give a little clarity and speak a little bit more about, because I look at it as intention, but I know it's much, much more.
Yes. There are many components of will. There are specific thoughts that you think on a regular basis, and it is also composed of emotional patterns that you have created that serve you and that put you in that position of sovereignty. But it is the will to create that in your life experience through your thoughts and through your emotions. So when you are creating, or when you see a possibility that can unfold, you use your will to begin to create an outcome that is viable, but yet that reflects who you are. So therefore, that will, tempered in the element of love and united with the powerful, powerful will of Source in the creative mechanism, it takes the thought and the will to create that is never disturbed by failure, but learns and then is summoned again and again in the creative process to have an outcome that is desired. But without the will, you will not be able to create the outcome that is desired. You have to have the strength of the thought and the emotion on a consistent basis to create what is desired and bring it to fruition. And that comes when the will of you is merged with the power, and therefore the outcome of the creation becomes precise and as a direct reflection of who you are as a powerful creator of Christ consciousness. You didn't get from where you began several years ago without a function of will, without some individual power. Often in the beginning, that power stemmed from personal power within the third chakra. And sometimes it expressed itself radically. But the more you learned and the more conscious you became, you learned the importance of uniting that will with the powerful will of Source. And when you did that, everything changed. And you became more powerful, but you also became more conscious in the way that you created and the way that you used your thoughts and your emotions to create.
Thank you. I can see it all, and it's so multi-layered. I can feel it. I can see it. And for the first time in a long time, I can't articulate it, but I could feel it.
Correct. And now you will be more conscious, so you will consciously experience it. Mm-hmm. You've acted in that direction for a while now, but you didn't put the pieces together in a conscious manner to observe how you create now. in such a powerful way. So it will take some time of integration and observance in your daily life, just as Kelly recently observed herself and was aware of what was going on in her body. So too it is with each one of you. And it takes that individual awareness. I can tell you, Yeshua can tell you, friends can tell you, but until individually you observe it in action in your life, this is when you will know it. But it takes that individual attention to draw from the ray of will and power, because that, when you draw from that ray, it is pure source light, pure source power, pure source directed will. And in that will is a tenaciousness to continue time and time again until it is exact and precise. And then the importance of knowing it by observing it as you create it in your life. It's very difficult to speak about it because your languaging is so limiting in the creative mechanism of experience. So the experience of it is where you will know it. And it is important that you then can articulate it in a language form.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Maria. It's Lucia. I have a question. Is it ray will of power? It is ray of the first ray of the creator, the will of the creator, or is something different?
No, it is the will of the creator to create with the power of that creative force and light. But the will must come first. The thought must come first.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Understood. And another question. For me, the last 8 years, I live in a difference because emotions, you're talking about the emotions to create. For me, emotions is different. It's a dense place, and the emotions create the chaos. But the feelings and sensory condition, this is the place to create because I had huge lessons to learn in my family. And when I was absolutely neutralized inside of the feelings of love and light, the members of my family start communicate with me. Even I will say my truth from my heart, and this is not like very nice truth from the human perspective. And I see the big difference, and I explaining the difference for the last 8 years for my students. This is like I'm proceeding with my life. So what is the difference? Maybe it's some different words, or I don't know. Would you explain to me, please?
Well, it's standing in your truth, yes. And as you have evolved, you have a knowing. But you also have a compassion. You have a strength that is exhibited as you talk and as you direct your words and your actions. And it is in that compassion that you stand firm in the power of your truth, but yet you do so. You articulate it in a way in which it can be accepted and not hurtful. But yet it is formulated in the atmosphere as you use your emotions in the way in which you project your thoughts in a way that is certain but yet not hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't come across as that dominant over, I know better, but you come across with the truth and perhaps a way in which they can take it in a way that is usable to them in their state of consciousness.
Okay. With the will of the creation, what we are using to stand in full connection with the source and what we are doing here in our community, would you explain to me then from the perspective of all it is, the difference between emotions and feelings, which is I'm proceeding as the word as like I'm feeling, or the feelings of love, it's more than emotions of love or something like that.
Yes, there is the emotion of love, which is motion. It emotes. And
mm-hmm.
that's related to the element of love because it's a creative force.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a feeling in the heart, in your heart chakra, a warm, fuzzy feeling. That's a feeling. The emotion is an octave above that because it has a creative force to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I got it. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And you get to choose because you have sovereignty over your feelings, where you have those feelings in your heart chakra. But you also have sovereignty over the emotion, which puts your thought into action.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, this is Beth.
Yes, Beth.
I wanted to share an experience. I'm just back from a month in South Africa where there was a huge crisis. It's water. In the Cape Town area, we have over 4 million people that were suddenly not going to have any water left. And it totally sparked an awareness and a consciousness of a whole continent, but definitely people in an area that suddenly realized they had to get into a frequency of compassion and working together with the elements to somehow come around together as a collective, as well as being individual, to change that situation. I put a lot of my own intention and focus and was observing the will and power, because all the will in the world would not change that situation unless the community tapped into the power of the universe and the power of nature. And so it was so fascinating to me to be part of that. And just as I was leaving, some rains were starting to come. Some farmers had stepped forward with a private dam, and they were going to make that available to the city. I came back to Switzerland, and I was, of course, it's the land of water, and I was communing with nature here, very focused on the day of water, the 11th of every month. So, you know, I was doing my part, but I was also tapping into the larger picture, and they have actually, you know, opening up now. So I just wanted to share that experience of feeling that, being that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just amazing to me, and it still is.
Yes, and you witnessed, the beauty of that is you witnessed that the power had to be summoned in the individual before it could gather in the collective and create a precise outcome, which is exactly what happened. But if every individual didn't summon that power and see a possibility. You could have never, they could have not gathered to use resources to create the outcome that they did. And to witness that is to witness the right use of will and power in that higher or that more refined frequency range of fifth dimension, because it is unified in the element of love for yes. an outcome that benefits the all. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Mark. I have a question.
Yes, Mark.
There are a number of words that seem to me relate to word. I'm looking at words like determination, commitment, intention, decision. Can you elaborate a little bit on the differences in terms of how will enters into those various words?
Yes. It here goes. It goes back to the thought, and the thought creates the word. And the word has power, but it takes the will and the tenacity to put it in, put the movement through the emotional body to create the outcome. So they're all related and intertwined. It cannot be separated. You cannot have one without the other. And the words, each word has a power unto itself, but it is useless until it is united in some way with the power that the word emits and the will to create the outcome.
So could it be said that the will is what causes movement or causes action?
Yes, it can be said that way.
And without,
but it is the power of the thought united with the will that creates the outcome.
Yes, I understand that. Yes. So all of these other words I choose are really different ways of expressing will?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that's important because when we talk about limitation in a languaging, you can find, if you look, you can find words that have some semblance to what your intention is, what formulates thought and can be coupled with the strength of the will to proceed regardless of any obstacles.
Okay, thank you. This, looking at it from this different perspective of the different words, helps me broaden my understanding of the word will. So thank you very
yeah.
much.
Because it was always in the third dimension, it was looked down upon to be willful as a child was unacceptable because it's of that lower vibration. But it takes the will to create and the tenacity to move it forward. So it is a misunderstood creative power in the third dimension. And therefore, it takes on action that becomes power over, makes people subservient to create an outcome for your will, regardless of anyone else. So now that you have shifted your consciousness into fifth dimension, you can understand and apply the concepts and the energetics precisely in your life experience. And it is an honorable expression of your will and the power of that will to create.
and avoid the entire arena of domination.
Correct. Because then it benefits the all in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, I can understand that.
Just as Beth talked about the individuals coming together to create sources of water, or the business owner motivating employees to create the environment for positive creation in the workplace. You see?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You're That's very helpful. Welcome. Well, dear ones, it is about time that we close our session this evening. I am delighted to have had this opportunity to be with you and to have this conversation. It is very exhilarating for me to have the opportunity to speak with you of these things that have been so limited in their expression in the third dimension. And you have stepped into an arena now where your creation becomes more not only powerful, but is not limited in any way, because you are willing to recognize the importance of your personal will, your personal power, but yet express it at a more collective Christed function. So, dear ones, as we close our session this evening, you will take a deep breath and go within that consciousness of your sacred heart and breathe in that consciousness, the Christ consciousness of the all that is. Open your awareness to the power that is yours at that Christed level, and the will of your thoughts as you create those thoughts. You create them with intention, in full consciousness of who you are. Be very conscious of your individuality now, of your causal body. That wise oversoul consciousness that is now available to you. It is within that consciousness that the stirrings of your personal mastery, the imprints that are eternally yours at the soul level, that can be used and replicated time and time again as you take on various embodiments. It is through your will and your intention to use those master imprints proficiently that opens the doorway for those imprints to become available. And it is only available through the strength of your divinity as you examine those imprints as they are opened to you. The wisdom of the Oversoul is constantly drawn into your etheric body, into the consciousness of your 14 chakra system. Most importantly, into the heart, into the sacred heart, and in through the crown. The crown chakra is now permanently functioning in an open form to receive, but also to transmit the powerful image of a Christed being, of the individual expression of you in a dynamic creation, reflecting you, your divine image. And that is drawn through the crown from your Christed Oversoul, that imprint that is permanently within your nine-body system and is now engaged through your will and the power of that engagement to be drawn into the physical body, where you begin to direct it precisely in sovereignty, but in love. Notice how the physical body responds and begins to open and receive the light from the Oversoul, the Christed Oversoul. The open crown that is constantly generating the presence of undifferentiated light in various ways, in a liquid state, in a more nectar expression. But it does not get directed precisely without your will, without your direction, and the power of that direction. So it is precisely given where it is needed. And the cells respond. They receive, and they want more. They begin to recognize the nourishment of that light as you powerfully direct it. The mental, emotional body is engaged with precision, following the direction of your will as the divine image, as a Christed image. There is complete integrity in that six-body system, drawing consistently, precisely, powerfully. Through all levels of the body, the chakra system. The physical cells are being imprinted in ways they had not been able to be imprinted, because the imprint is being directed through your will, that powerful Christ-conscious will. And the light that is drawn specifically is drawn through the element of love. So the movement is continuous in your bodies. There is integrity in the flow. There is coherence in the entire system, because you are directing it. You own the body. And you are generating and creating a fifth dimensional iteration of that bodily expression in the cells of your individual body. Feel the dynamic expression that is within you, within every cell. As the light nourishes and expands, as the light begins to create a perfect cell expression that can be replicated time and time again without fail, because you will it so. Sit in this recognition. Honor what you are creating. As we close our gathering, we close this gathering as the powerful Christed being individually, but as a more powerful collective consciousness that will never waver in its expression as it gathers to create and to reflect off of each other, each bringing specific individual imprints into the collective for the benefit of all. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.